Yitzhak Rashi, Loi Sidir Hakanin, Shoyu Noisnim Bemareches Lechem Aponim Ben Chala Lechala. He's on the Shulchan, when they had the Lechem Aponim 6 and 6, they used to put Kanim, like a stick, in between each Chala. Lahafridim, to separate them, Likone Suruach Benayim, that the Ruach, some air, should come in between each Lechem. Shlo Yisavshu, that the Lechem should not become spoiled. V'loin Yitilosan, Min Hamaroch Yishona, from the old, from last week's Chala, you can't take off the sticks. Shrashi Doiches HaShabbos. Elo, what would the Eitz, if you couldn't take it off or put it back on Shabbos, how do they manage? Elo Nichnas Be'er HaShabbos. The Kohen used to come into the Shulchan on Erev Shabbos. V'noitel HaKanim. He took off the sticks in between the Lechems on Erev Shabbos. V'lomocha Melo came the next day on Shabbos. Misalek HaMaroch HaYishonim. They used to take off the six breads. And there were no Kanim in between them, because they took it off Friday. So on Shabbos, he just took away the old 6 or 12 chalis. U'mesadav ha'chadosha, and they used to put the new breads now on Shabbos. But like kanim, and when they put them up one on top of another, now on Shabbos they didn't use the kanim, the sticks, to divide them. No, u'lomaitzoy Shabbos, after Shabbos, nichnas, the kohen used to go inside, v'naisun ha'kanim b'neim, then he would put the sticks in between the lechem, zoom. So this hazot to Reb Lezer, this halacha, that it says, you're not allowed to touch these sticks on Shabbos, Zunishnis koydem heter. This is before the Ramater. Minyan harishon. Why do hamalach don heter? These sticks are the malachas a heter? Like, what is the stick aimed for? It's aimed to put in between two breads to divide them, that the air should come there, that they shouldn't become spoiled. Now that's a malachas heter. You're allowed to store your bread on Shabbos. And still, it says it's also to hamalach hokos lutzar gufan. And here we're even asking, you can't use it after lutzar gufay. So this issa was only learned by Zman of Nehemiah when we asked the muksa so strong. Or belated dervis when they made the Ethereum, like in our Mishnah's time already, Havadi with smutta to touch these kind of on Shabbos. Vaita Makolos, what's the loch of a makil? Titsinan. Makolos dakin chalokim hoyushom. It's by Erev Pesach, when used to make the korban Pesach, they used to have special clean sticks there. They put the stick across one side on your shoulder, one side on your friend's shoulder. The toilet, they would hang the korban pesach on it. That's after they shechted the animal, they would hang it there. That's where they would skin the animal to get the skin off, like we learned the Gemara before. In order to get the emurim, in order to get the chelev out of the behemoth, you have to skin it. So that's what they used to do in the middle of the weekday. What happens if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? The loch is you're allowed to shech the korban pesach, and like we had before, you're allowed to skin the animal enough, at least ad hachazah to the breast, in order to get the emurim out. Zokter on Shabbos though you can't use these sticks. Now how do you do it? Zokter blezem meniach yodo yaketav chaveru. You put your hand on your friend's shoulder. The yad chaveru yakseifoy. You put your friend's hands on your shoulder. The toilo you let the animal hang. Umavshit, and that's the way you skin it. So I stress on Shabbos though this makel is muksa. So also, why is it muksa? Why can't you use it? L'churu t'tzorach dover heter. You allowed it to skin the animal now on Shabbos. Elamai, this was learned. B'mei Nechemia, when muksa was also even kelim dramach t'leheter. Vayter, what's the next halacha? Glustera. Glustera de tenan. Nager sheyesh peroisha glustera. A nagla, like a bolt in the door. A beam that you use to lock the door with. That on top of it has a glustera, has a ball on top of it. Is Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Shoimtoi Min Pesach Zer Betelo Bechaveru B'Shabbos. If you want to move it from one door to another door, Rabbi Yeshua holds the Havimini word, it's like Muksa, and not allowed to be metaltal, hold it in your hand, but the Eitzer is Shoimtoi. It was with your body, move it off this door and on to the next door. So you see it's Muksa, even though the Chorot's a Klisha Matla Heta, like what's wrong with locking your door on Shabbos? Elamai, these Kelum are also, and that's Rabbi Lezer learns, that this Issa was learned by Meir Reb Nechemia. When they answered all kelim, we have tafenoy minay harei kachol hakelim umetalto bechotzer. It has a heter. You're allowed to be metalto the bolt, the lock of the door. Why? Right? So this is a big tzarich. So he holds it was mutter. So according to Reb Lezer, Reb Tafen is being matred even bizman where Reb Nechemia answered all kelim, but he matred three kelim. And there is a three kelim that you mamish need. So this is also called like a kli that you need. It's very usable. You can have to lock your doors on Shabbos. So they're matred to touch the coin to Reb Tafen. According to Rabbi Shua and Echlam Yitzmukser, even though it was a klish on Lachal Heter, still it was also to move his man, Reb Nechemia. Trashi Yishemte Mipesach Zeh Batele B'Chaveroi, V'yaf Agad Litzarech L'Gufoi, even though you need it for a goof. Little loy say bechaberet to hang it on the next door, or the noy loy boy, you want to lock the door with it, still shermtay aidei greir, you just have to move it with your body. Avo tiltu gomer loy, but you can't touch it amish with your hands. V'yafa pish amlachta leheter, this is the kashim, even though a bolt of the door is amlachta leheter, still loy shorwe litzorach gufay, they're not mati to touch litzorach gufay. So this is the halacha because it was learned before Bizman Rav Nechemia. Weiter, what's the next halacha? In Maducha, Hodi Amor. That's what we said, if you have this chopper, that's only mutter to touch if there's some shum, if there's some garlic inside it. But without the garlic, it's osur. I lechura, it's a kur, it's a klish of laftal yisur. But why isn't it mutter to serve gufa serve mekaymoy? Elamai, this was Bizmei Rav Nechemia. Trashak la muducha hodi hamoron liel alpha gav nishnir rovel yel mecham litzel. Even though we already gave a teretz that kumiyashu, that it says it's also muducha means from the sun to the shade, but not litzorach gufa litzorach mekaymoy. So Trashi litzshniyad dechikin hinu elakoy de materos kelim mishnu. They don't like this teretz. That's a dechik the teretz. Therefore, they want to learn like this. This is the way Rabbi Lezer learns. So tomorrow, Omar Rabbi is the kash. It's Rabbi Lezer's name. Mimai, what's your right to say that these halachas were only learned before the heter? Although, like now, Bizman Ezeh, when we have the heter, these halachas won't apply anymore. Dilmol yoyle mei moloch liyachar teres kele nishnu. No, that these halachas were even said, lamaise, even after they were matah muksa. Still, these kelim still remain muksa. Why? Kanim, what's the first halacha about putting these sticks in between the lechem upon them, in between one lechem and the second lechem? Is time mamai? What's the time, what's the purpose of putting these sticks in between the lechem? Mishim yifushay. You don't want the bread to be without air. You don't want it to get spoiled. Bahai purta loy ma'afish. This little purpose, this little time between Shabbos and Moitzoy Shabbos. Like the Mishnah say now, don't put these new sticks on in Shabbos. Just from Shabbos to Moitzoy Shabbos, let the bread stay piled up one on top of another. Just Moitzoy Shabbos, you put the stick to let the air get in. Now this little time between Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos, he holds Loi Mafish. Nothing's going to happen to it. Therefore, it's called Shlel Tzarech. Now, this Lechur is a riot to the Ran Shita, that the Ran Shita is Alocha, and some person can pass on like this, that even though there's a heter to touch a Kli Shomachta Leheter, Afilu Mechama Letzel, means if you have a pillow, or a blanket, or a spoon, these are Kelim that the Ikam Alocha is Leheter. So you let him move it on Shabbos, not only for the purpose to use it to serve Gufay, or to sit on the mokum where it was, but even stand for another purpose. Of Mechamel Etzel, if it's getting spoiled outside, and there, or it's raining outside, you'll have to bring it inside, because they're called Kelim of Heter. Land to run, but it's only mutter to metalti this Kelim if there's a purpose for it. Like you say, Mechamel Etzel. Let's say you have no purpose at all. Some you have a chair in the middle of the room, and for no purpose at all, you want to move around the chair from one side to another side. The Ran learns that it's awesome. A kli shamlachta leheter is only mutter if you have a purpose in doing it. Even a purpose of mechamel itzel. But if you have no purpose at all, it's also to move it. So Chur Rav Chan is Kumar also. That kanim, to put these sticks, anachlami, it's a hetadika thing. But there's no purpose for it. What do you want to do it for? Just to say the bread should not get spoiled? Mamonashuch. This little bit amount of time from now till tonight, it won't get spoiled anyway. So this is called shlel tzarech, and therefore you shouldn't do it. The Rashba has another Pshat in this Gemara, but I'll call upon him, the Rishonim do it, was brought down the Ran's of Psak Lalocha. The only thing is the Aruch HaShulchan wants a time that's not really Sona Gehla Maisa, because the Chura, any time you do move something, the Chura, you have some reason why you're doing it. Like Lamosha, let's say a guy's nervous, and the reason why he's moving the chairs around to calm himself down, he has nothing to do, he just wants to move around chairs. Or else you enjoy moving around the chairs. So Chura, since you enjoy it, or else you're doing it to calm your nerve, that's called also purpose. Zechur will only be a gay if mamish, you have no purpose, no reason at all to do it, then you're not gaining anything. In such a case, like you shouldn't move anything. There's only a heter to move kelim when there's a purpose for it. Vaita. Makolo yisok to Gemara, vaita efshe krib lez. The same thing. Don't use these sticks on Shabbos, on if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, because since you don't have to use the sticks, you can use your hands better. Klusterah Kirebi Yanai. why do we say you can't move the bolts on the door, these locks on the door? Why it's the Kuratz Klisha Mlach Leheter? Why can't you move it on Shabbos? The Teretzitzah goes according to Rabbi Yanai. The Yomer Rabbi Yanai. We're talking about now the bolt is on the back of the outside of the door, but it's facing the Chotzer, the yard, that doesn't have Nerev Chatzeris. So really, you're not allowed to carry from the house into the Chotzer. So the Shaila is, though, this door, the on the back side of the door, what's the loch? Is that considered like inside the house? And therefore, you can't carry this bolt from your door to the next door? Or else, no, the bolt on the outside of the door is considered like the outside in the Chotzer. And in the Chotzer, it's mutter to metal to whatever you want. So the more, that's the Machlekes. Rabbi Yeshua saw va'atoicha Pesach lifnim dami. Since the door is like inside the Pesach, so it's considered like inside the house. So made of the bolt that's attached to your door, it's as if it's inside the house. So it's also to move it from your door to the next door, to your neighbor's door, uko metal to mona debat in the Chotzer. Like you're carrying out the keli that was in your house into the Chotzer, and that's also since there's no Erev Chatzeris. Like, you have a few people living in the apartment, and you have a Bishira backyard, you're not allowed to carry from your house into the backyard without an Erev Chatzeris. Because your house is like a Rishus Miyuchat only to you, and the yard is Miyuchat to a few people, so the Rabban, it looks like you're carrying from Rishus Yachat to Rishus Rabban. So here, since the bolt, the lock is like on the outside of the door, it's considered like inside your house, so you can't move it from one door to another door. And the Tarfin saw the name, since it's on the outside of the door, it's considered like outside in the Chotzer, and you're allowed to be metaltless in the Chotzer, in the yard itself. We're talking about a yard that has four mechitzes around it. So therefore it's like a Rishus HaYochid. You're allowed to metaltle, carry things in the yard itself. So therefore you can metaltle from one bias to another bias. But it's not a shal of Muksa here, but it's a shal of Nisr Hoytzor. Weiter, Meducha. Hey, what about the Braisa? It says that Meducha, this chopper, is also to move. The Teretiz is learned even after the heter of Muksa, of Reb Nechemyahi. That goes according to the Shittas Reb Nechemyah, like we'll soon see in the next Mishnah. Reb Nechemyah is always machmir in Muksa. And he's only matir to move Kelim for the Ikatashmash of the Kli. So therefore here, a Meducha, the Ikatashmash is chopping, and it's also to chop on Shabbos. Avad, you can't touch the chopper on Shabbos, according to Reb Nechemyah. So like the Mishnah. Kol ha-kelim nitolim l'tzorach. All kelim, you're allowed to move on Shabbos, nitolim l'tzorach, for a good purpose. V'shlo l'tzorach, even for not a purpose, without a purpose. We'll soon see in the Gemara, what does it mean, shlo l'tzorach? Reb Nechemyah Yomer, Reb Nechemyah says, he's a machmir, he says, ein nitolim el l'tzorach. No, it's only mutter to touch kelim l'tzorach, for the purpose. We'll soon see what that means. According to Reb Nechemyah, it means mamish the purpose that the kli is oymed em yuchit for. Like a spoon, you can only touch a spoon, move a spoon on Shabbos for the purpose of eating with it. So the Gemara, my letzorech or my shle letzorech. What does this mean, Taka? It's mutter to touch it letzorech and shle letzorech. What's Pshat Tanakama? Omar Rabba letzorech means, or some girls here Abaye, it's the same shot like the first shot you learned before, that letzorech means dover shemalach leheter, like a pillow, a fork, is letzorech gufay. You're allowed to move the tzorach gufa either to eat with the spoon, or else you're allowed to move a pillow in order to sleep with it. Shle letzorach, what does the Mishnah mean, shle letzorach? That means dover shemalach to leheter, the same thing, you're allowed to move a pillow, of the tzorach mekaymai. It is by Tabayez Lushit, like you said before, that tzorach mekaymai is a dargoless, it's not the same heter as tzorach gufoi. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, where they need a tzorach like you're using the guf ha pillow to sleep on. Whether you just, or else, shlele tzorach means you're not going to use the pillow itself. You just want to move it to use the makom where it is. That's called tzorach mekaymai. That's also mutter. Then weiter, v'dover shemlach tol yisa. What about a kli that the ikar tashmish is le'isa, much like a hammer? Then the locher is letzorach gufa in. You only allowed to move a hammer if you want to use it for a purpose of heter, to crack open nuts with it now. Of the tzorach mekaymai, if you have the hammer on your chair, and you still want to move the hammer off the chair in order to be able to sit down, to use the place where the hammer is, but you don't want to use the hammer itself, is loy. Then taka it's also. This is a mayishita like we had before. So the more of a yosser, and according to this pshat, what's pshat Reb Nechemyah in the Mishnah? So the more of a yosser, Reb Nechemyah now is coming, the Meimah telling us, v'yafilu dover shemalach to leheter, even if you have a kli like a pillow, or like a fork, like a spoon, or kli that's mamish malach to leheter, still, letzorach gufa in, you're only allowed to move it if you want to sleep on the pillow, or you want to eat with the spoon. In Litzarach Mekoy Meloy, but if you have the spoon or the pillow on a chair, and you want to take it off the chair to sit down, because you want the mokum where these kelim are, it's also that's a mechem yishit. Thus, how tabay? Omalei Rova, Tainet Rova Tzrik, the same teretz, the same kashi as before, Litzarach Mekoy Meloy, Shler Litzarach Koros Lay. That's Rova Svara Hills. If you want to move these kelim, Litzarach Mekoy Meloy, you want to sit down on the place where this pillow is, or where the spoon is. That's called Shlel Tzarech. It's according to Rava, that's the same Tzarech as Tzarech Gufay. Whether you want to use the pillow to sleep on it, or whether you want to use the pillow, move the pillow just to use the mukam, to use the chair that it's on, they're both called the Tzarech. Therefore, Elo Amar Rava, Rava says, and this is the way we pass on Halacha, that Litzarech Dover Shemlach Tal Heter. If you have a Kli Shemlach Tal Heter, it means you have a spoon, or you have a fork, or you have a pillow, or a blanket, is Bein Litzarech Gufay, whether you want to use the pillow to sleep on, to put your head on it. Bein Litzarech Mekoymei, whether the pillow is on a chair and you want to take it off the chair because you want to sit down on the chair. Or else it's on the floor and you want to walk over that place, you'll have to move it away. Shler Litzarech, what's called Shler Litzarech by a Kli Shel Mlach Tal Heter? V'yafilu Mecham Litzel. That's halacha. You'll have to move a pillow just for the fact that it shouldn't get ruined. If you have a pillow outside and it starts to rain, or else the sun is coming down on and ruining it, you're allowed to move it so it shouldn't get ruined. So that's weiter. V'dover shom lachtul yisser. What about a kli like a hammer? That's oimer to do isser. Litzarech gufay ulitzarech mekoyim layin. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos if you want to use the hammer to break open nuts. Litzarech gufay. Or else litzarech mekoyim layin. If you have the hammer on the chair or on the table where you want to sit and eat now, you're allowed to move it away from the table so you can eat there. That's called, you want the mukam where the hammer is, you can move the hammer away. That's the chumra of a kli shamlach tal yisser. If the ikar of this kli, like a hammer, is meant for isser, or like a needle, and it's in the sun, and you want to take it out of the sun shouldn't ruin it, it's asr. For that, still mukse, not allowed to touch it. Thus, how to rope and say, paskun alocha. So the Gemara oitze weiter. So what's planned on the Chemi now in the Mishnah? The Yosef of the Chemi Lameimer of the Chemi now is coming to be Machman saying, V'yafilu dova shemalach tal heter. Even if you have a kli like a pillow, that's the Melechus as heter, or a chair, Litzarech gufay, or Litzarech mekoyim layin. It's according to Rava, they're both the same thing. You'll let him move a chair in order to sit on the chair, or else Litzarech mekoyim layin. If you want to, you walk through this place, and you have a chair blocking your walking path, you learn to move the chair to use the makam where it is. But according to Rav Nechemya, you have no heter to move. If you want to move the chair out of the sun, or you have a pillow outside and starting to rain, according to Rav Nechemya, we don't pass like Rav Nechemya, but according to Rav Nechemya, now let him move it. There's only a heter to move kelim, either it's serve to use the gufa kli, and according to Rav Nechemya, it has to be for the ikar purpose of the kli. The marshal, if you want to use a pillow, you're only allowed to move the pillow to sleep with it, to put your head down. Let's say you want to move the pillow for another purpose. It's also according to Mechemia. And the Tzarech Mekoymer, that's the Chiddush. Mekoymer is also called the Tzarech of the Kli. Like you want to move this Kli away to use that Mokem, therefore it's also Mutter. No, right. Yosef Rashi really says this Chiddush here. But the Shal is according to Nechemya. The Rashi says, Omalei Rava Elo Amar, Ule Rava Zot Rashi, Demuki Alibri of Nechemya, De Litzarech Gufoi, Ule Tzarech Mekoy Mai Muter. A Korchach, Hai Litzarech Gufoi, Kegoin Shezeh HaTashmish Miuchadloi. According to Nechemya, Litzarech Gufoi means the Tashmish that it's Miuchad, that the Kli is Oymet for. Like the Moshe, if you want to move a spoon, you can move a spoon to eat with it, because that's what it's aimed for. The Tanya come on the Perk Chavis, and Nechem Yoimir, Afilu Tarvat, even a spoon, Afilu Talis, and Yitol El Tzarech Tashmishay, you only allowed to move a spoon to eat with the spoon. Tzarech Mekoyma. Now, Rashi is bothered by the Chura, Bezoi, how could you move the spoon off the chair if you want to sit on the chair? Why is that called Ika Tashmish of the spoon? So Rashi Nami Lerova Ketzarva Gufay. That's also considered Tzarech Gufay v'Tashmish Shedami. That's like the Tashmish now. Because now that the spoon is on the chair and you want to use the chair, you let to move the spoon. Ularaba, it's not like that. Yeah, good. So not right. Yosef Rav Safra Rav Acha Bar Huna Rav Huna Bar Chanina. The Yasri Lekamri. They both said Lerabba Alibu Rav Nechemya. according to Rabbah, it holds according to Nechemiah, to what even a klishom lachtal heter, it's only mutter to move. Let's serve a gufay. When you want to use plates, when you want to use spoons to eat with, you let her touch it. But the tzarech mekayim meitz osur, by b'zoy hani karis. If you have plates that you sat down to eat your suda Friday night and Shabbos, you had a suda, you use plates. As a hur, when you finish eating the plate, heichi metat linen. How do you have a heter to pick up the plate to take it off the table? The hur, once you finish eating with the plate, it's not called to serve goof anymore. Now you don't want the goof. Now what do you want? You want the table to be clean. That's called the tzarech mekayimai. According to Rabbah holds, according to Rabbi Nechemiah, there's no heter to move mooks to the tzarech mekayimai. So the hur, the kasher is, and everybody does it. Like Mustan, everybody used to clean off the table Friday night. But according to Rabbi Nechemiah, what's the heter? The way Rabbah learns, you only allowed to be metal to even a klisha machta leheter, like a plate, the tzarech gufay. You only allowed to move it if you want to eat with the plate. But once you got finished eating, it's not called the tzarech gufay. Now it's only called the tzarech mekayimai. You want the table to be clean. So it's also according to Rabbah, according to Rabbi Nechemiah. Or maluhu Rav Safra, they gave it teretz, midi dehevei agraf sharei. Hurad bowls like the graf sharei, it's the bowl that you make in, you make the tzayirin. We had before, since it's very meis to have it around, but that's meis, disgusting, the rabbanu of Matthew will take it out of the room. So also, when you finish eating your suda, and the table is full of all the dirty plates, the table is meis now, so you'll have to clean up the plates, there shouldn't be meis. Omleya abaye la rabbah, that the baye to rabbah, the same type of akasha, no abaye is the akasha. Lamar, according to you, rabbah, I'll leave it to Rabbi Nechemiah, that you say he's only mata klisha ma'afla heter, that serve gufay to plates only to eat with, or b'zayhani carves these plates. Hechi metat linen lu. After we finish eating, how do we move the plates? Or Malaya Safra, Chavra and Tigmur, the Chabur already gave a teretz, that midi dehevei agraf sharei. It lies like a misa thing, that something's very, very mis, you have heter to metal to the muksa. So also, after the table you finish eating, all the dirty plates are on the table is very mis, you have heter to move the dirty plates. That you Rava hold no that a kli shamlachta liyisir is mutl tzeruguf in a tzeruch mkaimai or bezay meducha. We had before this chopper, a kli that you chop with. It says in yesh boshu metalto noisa. If there's some garlic inside the kli, so the yikri of the oichel, you let it touch the kli. The kli is like butter to the oichel. The yimla, but if there's no oichel in the kli, ain metalto noisa. Then you can't move this kli, since it's malachta le'Easter, the yikru is only for chopping, and you're not allowed to chop on Shabbos, so it's also to move it. As a churit shveh, according to Rava, it's mutat matatla filu tzarech gufay, ol tzarech mekoymai. So why does it say stam it's also? Now the Gemara hachav, mayaskina mechamal itzel. The reason why it's also talking about you have no purpose of using the kli itself, or else to use the place. But stam, you want to move it so it shouldn't get ruined, shouldn't get spoiled. So that's also. Even Rav is masking to that. Eisvei nachem all the same kash we had before. Vishovin shim kitzav all of bosev. Use this kli that you chop the meat with. When you finish chopping the meat, it's also to metaltlet. Aye, why not? The chur is a kli shem lachtel yisser. But according to Rav, the tzarech gufo, the tzarech mkayim is mutter. That there it is. Hachinami mecham letzel. We're talking about you want to move it just to say that it shouldn't get ruined in the sun. That's awesome. Not that we learned the Mishnah in Beitza. You're not allowed to take a pot and move wood to be able to put the pot on top of wood. If you have like a hot pot on Yontif, you're allowed to cook, and you want to now put it down, so you want to move curry, you want to use dikash, you want to use pieces of lumber, pieces of wood, put it down, to put the pot on top of it. So it says, you're not allowed to take this chopped up wood, because of the beams, you can't touch wood on Yom Tif to move it, in order to put a pot on top of it. The same thing, if you want to move it a door, and you want to put it on top of the bikas, on top of this wood, you're not allowed to touch the wood for this purpose. So you see, why you're not allowed to touch wood on Yom Tif, even for a tzarech to use the wood itself, you want to store, put the pot on top of this wood. So the kasher is, for bikas to be Yom Tif, dova shom lachta leheteru. The chura wood on Yom Tov is called the Mlachta Leheter. Because what do you do with this wood? This wood is aimed to burn. So you're allowed to burn wood on Yom Tov to get a fire to cook with. Alma, what do you see? Dova shem Mlachta Leheter. Even though you have this wood, this fire wood, that's the Mlachta Leheter, bein letzer agufay, bein letzer mekayim is aser. Here you see, you can't move the wood on Yom Tov, even letzer agufay. The Sarah Hufa means you want to use this wood, the Sarah Dover Heter. It means you want to move the wood now in order to put a pot on top of the wood. And still we're saying it's also. Chud is a kasha according to everybody. The chuda should be right from the Chenya, that you only allow to touch kelim for the purpose that what it's aimed for, and not for another purpose. Like here, wood is aimed to burn with. So if you want to move the wood to burn the wood, that'll be mutter. If you want to move the wood just to be able to put a pot on top of it, that's also. So chutz akasha zay according to Rabba zay according to Rava. It's a kli shal nafta leheter on yomtiv. Why isn't it mutter? That's sort of gufay. And the Gemara. Hosa my timer. Kivan the b'shabes dover shem lachta leyisterhu gzera yomtiv ot the Shabbos. I tell you, make a new gzera. We answer it. Since on Shabbos wood is muksa, so he asks you, you can't even touch it on Yom Tov now. Agzeiru otu Shabbos. For the Gemara v'chi taima Shabbos gufa tishri, or was even on Shabbos it should be mutter. To adava shemlachta liyisser, litzera gufa asarach mukayim ashari. Even though you want to say this wood is a mlachta liyisser on Shabbos, but al kol ponim litzera gufa should be mutter. If you want to move wood in order to put a pot on top of it on Shabbos, it should also be mutter. So how come we're answering it now on Yom Tov? Otam Mishrim Shabbos, the kashrut even on Shabbos Gufet should be mutter. Teretz says, the same as you said, Hani Mili Hechadika Teretz Kliolov. That's only if it has a shame Kli on it. Then it's mutter to metaltal Kalim on Shabbos. Habehecha the Lekha Teretz Kliolov Loi. But wood, that doesn't have a shame Kli. It's not a Kli, it's not a usable utensil. So since it doesn't have a shame Kli, on Shabbos it's muksa. You can't touch it, even though Litzer Gufa and Sarach Mekaymai, it's only mutter to touch a Kli Shom Lachtel Yisr. But our koponim is called a Kli, like a hammer. A hammer, our koponim is a Kli. So you're allowed to touch the hammer on Shabbos, since it has a shame Kli, you're allowed to move it to Litzer Gufa and Sarach Mekaymai. You can move it either to crack open nuts, or else if you have it on the chair, you can take it off the chair you want to sit down. But here, a piece of wood on Shabbos, since it doesn't have a shem kli, so and it has no heta dikatashmash on Shabbos, it's mamash muksa gomer. It has no heta l'tzor gufa l'tzor mekayme. Only on Yom Tov. Yom Tov mi'ikra din wood is not muksa, because on Yom Tov you're allowed to use the wood to burn the wood with. Still, we're answering you. You can't move the wood for any other purpose. Why? Because it's a gzera Yom Tov for the Shabbos. If you move it on Yom Tov, you're afraid you come to move it on Shabbos. What's wrong with moving on Shabbos? On Shabbos, wood is not called a kli at all. Therefore, it has no heta. That's why it's like offer and like stones. Just like we'll see later on, stones and dirt doesn't have a shame kli to it. Doesn't have a shame utensil. So it's also to move it at all on Shabbos. There's no heta. There's our whole parak here that's saying that kelim that a malachtel iser, that you have a right to touch on Shabbos for certain purposes. It's only if it has a shame kli on it. It has it called a kli. So therefore, since it has a kli, you're allowed to use it to serve gufa serchem koymei. But something that doesn't have a shem kli on it, like wood, it's also to touch on Shabbos, and even Yom Tov is also a gzeru Yom Tov for the Shabbos. All right, stop here.